We were talking during the break about access that the media has to our leaders, and it's not as good as we'd like. Rick is one of the people that I actually have a lot of cell phone numbers because we want to give all sides of the story. But we appreciate the accessibility. You know, sometimes you teeter on that border of, well, he's a Republican or he's a Democrat. Well, I'm going to talk to the people who will talk to me right away. And some people you have easier access to, usually people like you and Mark Meadows, I give a call and I can get them right away. But a lot of people are afraid.
Unfortunately, that's true.
What do you want to talk about this morning? There's items that I know that are important to you, and we got to give a plug to Kyle Malin and the Mirror's newsletter. That's a huge resource. As a matter of fact, we have a new partnership with them. Kyle's going to be on our show once a week, and we look forward to that. I get a lot of my information from there, and I know you do too.
I read it daily. I think it's a great paper.
All right, so what's on your mind?
Well, first I want to emphasize, number one is fixing the state, redoing the tax structure, making it more business-friendly. That is number one. But there are other things that I want to work on as we have time, and I think we have time for both. One of the things I'm upset with are the lifetime benefits for legislators. Currently, you can do 6 years in the House and then have lifetime health benefits, and that's obscene. Most people have to do 30 years to get maybe 90% of their benefits paid for. So I've had a bill in the past, and I will push again to get rid of that. Now, I do want to emphasize that we're cutting all over the place. Senators, representatives will take a 10% pay cut January 1. We've gotten rid of all the big retirements. It's nothing but a 401k, cutting staff, paying more into our current stuff. But we got to get rid of those lifetime benefits. A couple other things in my mind. In my district, I had a church service invaded by a group that didn't like what the minister was saying. And so they disrupted the service. That is a fairly minor crime. Now, I don't want to throw people in prison, but I would like to make that a $5,000 crime. So people think twice before they invade a church or a synagogue or a mosque and disrupt something that is our basic American right, freedom of religion. If they want to protest, run up and down the sidewalk. Don't go inside and disrupt the service.
Well, there, that case we talked about, I believe we're talking about Mount Hope Church and what happened there. There had been some instances where the Mount Hope Church said publicly, which is a legal right, and have protested themselves an anti-gay sentiment, if you will. And the group that protested in protest, I guess, of Mount Hope Church went into that church service, sat down like they were going to go through the service, and then in the middle of it stood up and shouted out slogans and disrupted the service, and you thought that was a bit much.
It's outrageous. We have no right to disrupt somebody else's religious service, any religion. That is a basic freedom in America.
Well, that's along the same lines of the church folks who were recently protesting in East Lansing, who go to funerals of soldiers to protest things. It seems like that goes along the same lines. To some people, there are no boundaries.
Yes. In fact, I worked on a legislation with Judy Emmons, and we made it so you had to be 500 feet away from a funeral, whether it be that group or any group. I would have liked to have made it 5 miles, but we felt with the Constitution you had to allow protest, even though it's wacky and everybody doesn't understand this group. So at least we got it in the law 500 feet away.
How do you find people to work with? How do you know when to work with this person or that person on a bill? How do you find common ground?
You know, I will work with anybody. I have worked with Mark Meadows on numerous bills. In fact,
he's a Democrat.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. No, I have many, many Democrat friends. Joan Bauer, Barb Byron. I've worked with them all. Gino Polidori, a former fire chief from Dearborn, worked with him. And Mark Meadows and I are trying very hard to get something passed to save millions of dollars. and that would be to streamline the commutation system on dying inmates. I want to emphasize harmless dying inmates. Currently, we have to pay every nickel of an inmate's medical care while they're in prison. The minute you carry them out or wheel them out and put them in a hospice-type situation, Medicare kicks in.